Hi, I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of AgPro, and welcome to the AgPro podcast. In this episode, I'm joined by Kelly Murray Young. She's the educational resource manager at Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. Late in 2018, the Spark Initiative was launched at the Ag Retailers Association annual meeting, and I was able to sit in on that workshop where retailers first got to see the educational materials provided by this program and get their questions answered. Recently, Kelly and I caught up about how the initiative is going so far and all of the ways retailers can get the conversation started with their farmer customers about sustainability. Thanks for listening in, and we'll get right into my interview with Kelly. And welcome to the AgPro podcast. Joining us today is Kelly Murray Young with Field to Market. Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well today, Margie. Thank you.
I'm really excited to have this discussion about what sustainability can mean to ag retailers. And first, to get us kicked off, let's learn a little bit about your background as well as your role at Field to Market.
Thanks, Margie. I come to Field to Market as an educational resource manager, bringing my background as an extension agent at the University of Arizona, working with farmers and people that work with farmers to help to improve their sustainability as well as improve their business opportunities.
Excellent. And last year, Field to Market partnered with the Ag Retailers Association and others to launch an initiative called SPARK. What is SPARK?
So SPARK stands for Sustainability Programming for Ag Retailers and Certified Crop Advisors. So SPARK is a partnership between Field to Market, or the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture, the Ag Retailers Association, the American Society of Agronomy, and the Environmental Defense Fund to create tools like learning modules for advisors. We have a training manual for ag retailers to work with their staff and a number of other resources to equip the farmers' trusted advisors, particularly ag retailers and CCAs, to help offer tools so that they can improve the sustainability performance of the farmers that they work with.
Now, in those training materials and the educational models, what kind of topics are being covered?
We don't do a deep dive into the agronomics of sustainability, right? That's up to the scientists to do. But we want to help folks be more comfortable talking to the growers that they service about sustainability. So,
sure.
For example, in our online modules, we have a series of six that are available in the CCA classroom at the American Society of Agronomy, and they cover a range of topics from just sustainability 101, what does that mean, and how can sustainability create business opportunities for ag retailers and the farmers that they serve. We have a module on the sustainability metrics that explains the eight environmental outcomes that are measured by Field to Market's Field Print platform and how these outcomes can affect the corporate decisions that are made in the supply chain. We have a module that covers some of the most common practices and services that support sustainable agronomy, like cover crops and reduced tillage, nutrient stewardship. We have another module on measuring sustainability success. So we look at how environmental outcomes are measured within the supply chain. We have another one on the farmer business case for sustainability, because we know that farmers want to understand how this is going to impact the economic performance of their farm. So this looks at some real farmers that have implemented practices and talks about how they benefited, you know, how doing good allowed them to do well. And then our final module, which is geared specifically toward ag retailers, is on developing a sustainability program. And in this one, we explore the benefits that an ag retailer can enjoy by developing a comprehensive sustainability program within their own business.
You know, it's so interesting, Kelly, in defining sustainability, right? And then so everybody is speaking around the same terms and what they really mean. I'm curious, are there misconceptions about what sustainability means in ag retail?
I think sometimes in ag retail, they might not think that sustainability really applies in ag retail. And I think the misconception is that sustainability means forfeiting the financial and economic benefits. You know, it's about improving efficiency within a farmer's operation, which is what ag retailers are already doing. So I think instead of adopting some whole new suite of practices, something totally different, I think one of the misconceptions that ag retailers, they don't understand they're already doing it. They're just not talking about it in that way.
Sure, sure. You talk about improving efficiencies. What other opportunities are there as retailers engage in the sustainability conversation?
Ag retailers have the opportunity to position themselves as leaders in this space. Rather than having folks that might not understand agriculture tell the story, it gives the retailers that opportunity to tell their own story and talk about how they are helping to advance improved environmental outcomes, how they're supporting the same issues that the rest of the world is concerned about.
Excellent. So let's zoom out a little bit. Let's talk about Field to Market. Anything else going on at Field to Market right now? Any other initiatives or things that you'd like to share?
Well, at Field to Market, we have just finished our series of cross-sector dialogues where we've brought together experts from across the supply chain to talk about some of the most pressing issues in agriculture today. So just a few weeks ago, we convened about 70-plus people to talk about collective climate action, how we can work together to solve, at least from the agriculture's perspective, a problem that's really on everybody's minds right now. We've talked about looking at ways that farmers can share the value of sustainability, how we can make it, we can improve their livelihoods in this conversation. And our first dialogue of the year, we talked about responsible pest management and how we can kind of improve our messaging around IPM in supply chains as well. So we are actively trying to bring diverse groups together to really talk about these most pressing issues in agriculture and how we can work together to solve them.
Excellent. Well, and as you said, with all the folks that are taking part in launching and taking on this SPARK initiative, there's a lot of groups with a lot of different viewpoints, but coming together and trying to improve overall the industry.
We all rely on agriculture, so we may as well do the best we can to make sure that we're all working together.
And if you could, you know, you're speaking directly to ag retailers right now, so if you could give your final sales pitch for getting involved in SPARK.
Getting involved in SPARK provides ag retail staff an opportunity to, there's already packaged training, so if they're concerned about meeting their training requirements for the year, the number of resources that we offer can help at least, I think, 5 or 6 CEUs for different certifications, like for their CCA certification. So we can kind of make it easy for them to do their final training if they're trying to get that wrapped up for the year. And we also want to see ag retailers, you know, tell their own story, get out there in front, and demonstrate their stewardship.
Excellent. Kelly, thank you so much for this conversation today, and thank you for sharing this story with our AgPro podcast listeners.
It's been a pleasure, Marky. Thanks so much for having me.
That concludes our conversation with Kelly, and thanks for listening. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of AgPro, and please connect with us on Twitter at AgProfessional. We welcome any ideas for future interviews and subjects.